Who's Ryan?
Just heard from Kevin that he was knocked out, but we've heard reports back that Ryan's talking, so other than that, I'm not sure what the rest is going to come out with.
In terms of the game itself, has the right team gone through, do you feel, or were you a bit unlucky?
No, just we're extremely disappointed. It's probably the first time where I can turn around and say that to a man we've underperformed today. We knew the conditions, we knew coming down here wasn't going to be an easy tie. And to lose the goal in the manner we did, you know, it's disappointing because it could have been preventable.
What do you put the underperforming down to? Can you put your finger on it? Or?
Well, it's happened a few times over the season now. So as a coaching staff, well, you have to look back on if there's similar traits, and we've spoken, and I don't want to say what I've been saying in the dressing room, the players are disappointed, I must stress that. As a coaching staff, we're disappointed to go out of the cup. As I say, we need to look at other ways to try and win certain types of games.
It's turned out to be better than the league position suggested. Probably on top for most of the game as well.
No, I think, you know, the league positions don't count for anything in the cup competitions. We got the plaudits for a performance at Celtic and the highs of that. Went to Armagh, we performed, you know, exceptionally well on the day, and today you obviously get the lows of, as I say, it's on very few occasions that you can turn around and say that you think all 11 players have underperformed. I've said that. I'm not deflecting anything away from, you know, the team selection myself. I've got to look at myself and evaluate if it was the right starting 11 to play, but we're out of the cup. The reality is we're out of the cup, and now we've got to stick together as a group and look forward in the league and start putting results together.
The signs were there really in the first half when they hit the post and had a clearance off the line where they fortunate.
Yeah, we knew that Stranraer had long throw-ins. It was something we'd spoken about through the week. You know, the boy Alan puts in a decent throw, and as you say, we're probably a little bit fortunate that they hit the post in the early parts of the game. I thought the game died down a little bit after Ryan got the injury scare. On that side of things, you know, Cammy comes in, you lose Ryan, so that's one of your substitutes out, and Ryan Dow, unfortunately, you know, picked up similar knee injury to what kept him out earlier in the season, so that was a force changed upon us as well. So, as I say, just extremely disappointed that we haven't performed and managed to get through this.
Ultimately, it was a penalty that paid, given the win, so, yeah, unfortunate that Lewis handled it.
I think if we look back at the penalty, sometimes we've been on the wrong end of penalty decisions, but it's a clear penalty.
This obviously has a big impact on the club, both financially and I suppose confidence wise. What does it mean for you and the finances side?
That side, you know, I've got a good relationship with the chairman. A good cup run obviously can bring finance to the club, so it's disappointing in that respect. Again, as I say, I'll shoulder that responsibility. It's not easy as a manager standing here after a 1-0 defeat, getting knocked out the early stages of a cup competition, but it means too much to me and the coaching staff and to the players. You know, that you can be critical of players and disappointed, and you know, sometimes you feel that they're not on the same journey as you. They know that we've not performed to the levels that we can, and it's important, for as much as we're trying to be a club that develops players, that, you know, we stick together and make sure that we start performing in the league.
And bounce back against Partick Thistle, which the league is an important thing next week.
Yeah, definitely, that's football. The reality is, if you feel sorry for yourself, we'll end up, you know, it becomes a long season, and that's far from the way that I want to lead this team. As I said, the people that have turned out in numbers coming down from Dunfermline today, I don't want to apologise because I don't want to patronise supporters. I think they'll be able to see, or the way they can hear the way I'm talking, that I'm really, really disappointed. And as I say, there's things that we need to address, and that's not being critical of the players, because I'm not shouldering all the blame on them, that we need to start finding ways of winning certain games of football.
The omission of Greg Kilty and Harry Coughlin today, was that because they were cup tied with their own clubs?
Yeah, but it gives other people opportunities. And I'm not going to stand here and say that if Greg Colton and Harry Cochrane were playing today that we would have won the tie. It's disrespectful to the players that started. It's also taking something away from Stranraer. Stranraer made it a competitive cup tie, and on the day they've managed to get through, and all credit to them, and I wish them the best in the competition.